the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that was the single most effective political speech I've ever heard given by a political wife. And I think that to the extent that she could do it in terms of rendering her husband as someone who women who may have had doubts about him could identify with and warm up to, I think she did the job as well as she possibly could. And I think that a lot of women would look at her, a great many women, particularly mothers, married women, and find her utterly admirable and utterly credible.
Here's political analyst Britt Hume, who has nothing but praise for Ann Romney, Republican National Convention. We start with that in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with host Todd Jeffries, along with Don Pryor, to talk about how well they thought Ann Romney did in her speech.
Ann Romney spoke last night.
Bless her heart.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
I can tell you why I fell in love with him. He was tall, laughed a lot. He was nervous. Girls like that. It shows the guy's a little intimidated. He was nice to my parents, but he was also really glad when they weren't around. I don't mind that. But more than anything, he made me laugh.
Did she do enough to convince the people that Mitt Romney was one of us? Likeable.
No,
did she reach the people?
You know what? I sat there on the couch with my wife.
Kim. Yeah.
Kim. And I said to her when Ann Romney came out, I said,
wow.
I said, this is going to be sickening. I have a feeling this is going to be syrupy and just too sweet. But I sat there, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. Did I feel like she's one of us? I felt that she was she's another mother who, no matter how much money she has, which is a buttload, she still has the same experiences as other people when it comes to being a mother. I found her relatable. She was nervous, which all I thought was that made her seem even more human.
I can't tell you what will happen over the next 4 years, but I can only stand here tonight as a wife and a mother and a grandmother, an American, and make you this solemn commitment. This man will not fail.
This man will not fail.
I found her totally genuine.
But last night, Fox News reporter Juan Williams, he stunned his colleagues when he attacked Ann Romney. She just seemed like a rich lady.
Wasn't
just another rich lady out there, really didn't do enough to reach out to folks. Quote, Ann Romney looked like a corporate wife. The story she told about struggles, it's hard for me to believe, he says.
Fox commentator attacking a Republican? Are you kidding me? I thought that was absolutely impossible.
What do you think about his comments calling her a corporate wife?
Ridiculous. He needs to shut up. Okay, what if she did come across as a corporate wife? Look, the fact is, she is a corporate wife. She is married to someone who runs a very big corporation who is incredibly rich.
Apparently that's bad.
Apparently it is. I've never understood that. That's what I would aspire to be, not a corporate wife myself.
Also, the big man, Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, he spoke last night and really got the crowd going. I mean, he was a rock star of sorts.
If you're willing to hear the truth, to hear the truth about the hard road ahead and the rewards for America that truth will bear, I'm here to begin with you this new era of truth telling.
Now, you came in this morning all giddy. With Chris Christie's speech,
it's one of the most unbelievable speeches I've ever seen in my. It was flawless as far as a performance standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely flawless. Did not even trip on a single word. But his message fired me up. He fired the crowd up. And what about
the contents of his words?
I think he's getting a lot of criticism. If there's any criticism, it's because he waited too late to mention Mitt Romney. I disagree, because it all tied into Mitt Romney. The message all tied in together.
Standing strong for freedom will make the next century as great an American century as the last one. You see, this is the American way.
No.
We have never been victims of destiny. We have always been the masters of our own. You see, Mr. President, real leaders don't follow polls. Real leaders change polls.
So shall we stick around? Yeah, I guess we will for a while. A lot of talk show hosts are doing their radio programs from the convention in Tampa, and so we'll listen in on some of these conversations when the Countdown Show continues.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Lidden 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Musicians, Friday through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deals 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics. Your choice, $89. Clip-on tuners or 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $9. Tascam handheld recorders, $49. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all price to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Event starts tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
As kids head back to school, cafeterias introduce revamped menus. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The menus offer nutrient-rich flavored milk and more whole grains, fruits, and veggies, all in line with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new school lunch regulations. All flavored milk will be fat-free and lower in calories and sugar than ever before. Despite these positive advances and the essential nutrients milk offers children, school milk consumption continues to decline for the third year in a row, and kids are falling far short of the recommended servings of milk each day. Registered dietitian Carolyn O'Neill.
Flavored milk is the most popular choice in school lunchrooms, and students drink less milk when it's not offered. It's important that kids learn how to make food choices in the lunchroom to develop skills that last a lifetime by providing a variety of nutritious and delicious foods like fat-free chocolate milk. We're teaching kids good decision-making to ensure that lunch doesn't end up in the trash. Flavored milk is a win-win on the lunch tray.
For more info, visit milkitschools.com.
Kick off fall with great offers from Lowe's, like 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Also get 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills, $299 or more. And save 10 to 25% off all major appliances of $399 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 8/30 through 9/3. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Discount on Whirlpool appliances limited to 10%. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
From our Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Melanie Armstrong and Peter MacArthur talked to Sagar Meghani from the Associated Press about the political value of the speeches by Ann Romney and Governor Chris Christie.
Let's start with Mrs. Romney, who talked about meeting her husband at a high school dance and just part of a story she wove about her husband as a regular guy.
Yeah, she had a very clear role to play here, Melanie. That was to humanize him, to talk about the man at home, to not talk about the millionaire businessman and executive. Romney's had such a hard time really connecting with voters going back several years now over the course of two presidential campaigns. She really wanted to talk about what he's like at home, what it was like when they were fresh out of college and first married, talking about them. You know, living off of tuna fish and pasta, things that would maybe make a bit more of a connection and not make him sound like an aloof rich guy. And at least based on the response from people in the crowd, she really did nail that and was able to present a bit different picture of it than people have had before.
Sagar, Chris Christie comes to this convention from a pretty enviable position. His party loves him, and he can talk about making tough national choices as he did without, at least at this stage of the game, having to make any anytime too soon. Talk about the tone of his speech last night and how that went over.
Yeah, he also had a very clearly defined goal, Pete, and that was to be the guy going after President Obama and really lighting a fire under the delegates. And, you know, like we talked about yesterday morning, you never know what's going to come out of the governor's mouth. He was every bit as brash and abrasive as you would have thought. He came out with a big smile, pumping his fist, clapping his hands, literally got everyone on their feet near the end. And he just talked about President Obama being part of a complacent status quo that isn't willing to make tough decisions, that isn't willing to tell people the tough truth that they need, especially about the economy. He said that's time to end now, that voters can't let leaders get away with that, that Mitt Romney will not do that, that he will be the one who will make those tough calls. He will tell the tough truth. know, he was the guy who was designed to come out and really get after the Obama administration. And again, the reaction was like it was for Mrs. Romney. That place was really fired up by the time Chris Christie got done.
Obviously, there was some distraction involving the weather in that vicinity. That's by now. Have they now reached their fever pitch, the kind you'd expect at a national convention?
I think so. They really did get the response that they wanted yesterday. Things went totally according to plan, except for an incident during the roll call vote when Ron Paul supporters were chanting and booing. That was really the only thing that took away from what's been a very choreographed convention. Mrs. Romney had them on their feet, and then, of course, Governor Romney came out on stage, gave her a quick kiss. They held hands. They waved to the crowd. So anytime you get the nominee in there, like when Barack Obama made his surprise appearance in 2008, the place just gets that electricity, and that carried right through with Chris Christie, and it's going to be up to the other speakers to keep that going before Romney gives his speech.
Here's radio host Gene Mueller with political analyst John McAdams on his program. They talk, or McAdams actually assesses the convention, at least in his mind so far.
I would imagine, sir, that this has just got to be like, wow. World Series and Super Bowl all wrapped up in one for folks like you.
I'm old enough. I like to think that it's not a big deal that I've seen most of this before. You know, and in many ways I have. The speeches last night were good, but it's the norm at both Democratic and Republican conventions to have good speeches. So I sort of tend to view it as this was pretty typical, but very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Particularly, I thought the Republican stress on the immigrant roots of all the speakers. Gosh, almost virtually everybody, Christie, Ann Romney, et cetera, talked about their immigrant roots.
Let's talk about Governor Walker's talk as well. He got a huge ovation, obviously, from the Wisconsin delegation, also from the convention hall in general, it sounded like, when he walked up to the podium. Do you think he hit the right notes and got the right balance between his accomplishments and Mitt Romney's attributes?
Well, let me admit, I was stuck in Marquette's engineering school watching CNN, unable to channel surf, which is what I would normally do, and CNN did not run Scott Walker's speech. So I'll have to admit I didn't see that, and CNN spent a lot of time talking about Hurricane Isaac, which did, to a substantial degree, step on the Republican convention coverage, although Christie and Romney, Santorum, they did broadcast complete.
And the one knock on the Christie speech, he did strike the tones you would expect from a keynote speaker at a party's convention, but the one knock that I've been reading consistently is that it took him a long time to get to Mitt Romney's name, and a lot of it was about Chris Christie.
Well, that's true, and a lot of Ann Romney's speech was about Ann Romney. I'm not sure that's terrible, because in Ann Romney's case, she was clearly targeting her speech at women, particularly married women with children. The fact that a woman like Ann Romney, who's clearly very intelligent and very strong, is the wife of Mitt Romney does tend to, I think, rub off a bit, although if I'd written the speech, I would have talked more about Mitt Romney. Christie hit basic Republican talking points about, for example, wanting a second American century. I don't know that he really needed to talk about Mitt Romney as a person. I think the strategy throughout the convention was, we're Republicans, this is what we stand for, and we think it's better than the competing things that the Democrats stand for. So he was really selling Republicans generally, which I think was a pretty decent strategy for a speech.
Up next, we'll find out what else is happening in the presidential race, that is, what's going on outside of Tampa, here on our Talk Radio Review.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So how is the convention in Tampa affecting the overall presidential race? Here's host Tom Puckett talking to CBS's Sarah Dutton about the latest polls, which show basically a dead heat.
Just how close is it?
Oh, it's extremely close. Barack Obama has a one-point lead over Mitt Romney now. That's within the poll's margin of error, so I think we have to say the race is effectively tied. And that's the way this race has looked in our poll since April. Really, there has been so little movement in the race over the summer. It was tied in April, and it's tied now. Very, very close race.
Now, I mentioned also an empathy gap among those asked about Mitt Romney. But also at the same time, 32% say they're undecided or don't know enough about Mitt Romney.
That's right. This the convention is really his opportunity to introduce himself to about a third of voters who say they have not formed an opinion of him yet. That said, about 30% have a favorable opinion, slightly more have an unfavorable opinion. So he wants to get that favorability rating up into positive territory, and there are about a third of voters for whom, you know, he can still influence their view. You know, we've asked in our polls over the last few months in different ways how voters connect with each of these candidates. Sometimes we've said, does he care about people like you? Does he want to help the middle class? And this time around, we asked whether each candidate understands your problems. And I think this is where the empathy gap comes in. 54% of voters think the president understands their problems. Only 41% say the same for Mitt Romney. And when we word it differently, as I said, asking about who cares about you or helping the middle class again, we always see President Obama in the lead on that measure.
Host Frank Beckman with Colleen McDonald. McDonald posted a sign in her closed car dealership that says, Obama built this.
We spoke 3 years ago when all of this transpired and you had the economic pegs knocked out from under you and your businesses. Tell me about your decision to put up this sign in the window and what you've done over at Century Dodge there in Taylor.
Well, when we heard Obama's statement that business owners didn't build their business and that he built this and he has so many eyes in everything he says, we got a little ticked off. And, you know, my dad built those businesses out of the ground, and we worked there for close to 30 years and worked real hard to get to where they were. So we wanted to give credit where credit was due. You know, he built a business that now it's closed. What you see there is, you know, weeds growing. You see just devastation, employees that lost their jobs. And frankly, we want the world to know about it.
Well, the bottom line on all this is that government doesn't build businesses, but it sure can have a negative impact on them. And never has that been more evident than what we saw with the dealerships, yours and about 800 others.
Absolutely. Yeah, he definitely destroyed a lot of businesses and a lot of homes and people's dreams and everything he destroyed.
Now, I thought you were trying to reinvent the businesses after the dealerships were shuttered into Sears Auto Centers and the like. Give us an update on what's happened.
Well, we did, and unfortunately, it didn't go. We were open a year, and there's three of us that tried to do that in Michigan, and all of us had to close in about a year's time. We gave it our all, but it just wasn't the right plan for us. And then in our other location in Livonia, we did open as a Mitsubishi franchise and are trying to make ends meet there. But we're still fighting Chrysler when we won our arbitration after 3 years, or it's been almost 2 years now after winning arbitration. We are now in federal court fighting the arbitration that we won. So the letter of intent we received just wasn't good enough to open our doors. It's impossible to open our doors under the letter they gave us. So we continue to fight after all this time.
Now, wait a minute. You went to arbitration with Chrysler, which was offered to the dealerships, a chance to save your business, in essence, and you won that case, and still you can't reopen your dealership?
Correct. We anticipated, or I anticipated, and our family did, that about after 90 days that we would be open after winning arbitration fair and square. Just like we lost the Century arbitration, we couldn't do anything. We won Livonia and thought we could reopen, and now it's just a bunch of game playing and, we can't reopen because of the letter they gave us. It's impossible.
Up next, your calls on the presidential race, the convention, 800-510-8255, as the review continues.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive mortgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Musicians, Friday through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deals 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics. Your choice, $89. Clip-on tuners or 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $9. Tascam handheld recorders, $49. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all priced to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Event starts tomorrow. Don't miss it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
All right, we are back into the action here. Welcome back. Our Talk Radio Countdown Show focus is I should probably make this a plural because the speeches being delivered and the callers, people who have thoughts about whether they're funny, whether they're serious, some of the things that are firing up the crowd and the things that are being said by the various pundits, the reporters, it's just... these people take themselves so seriously, it's almost laughable. Here's Paul Ryan, who gets to the crowd in Tampa.
The failures of one administration are not a mandate for a new administration. A challenger must stand on his own merits. He must be ready and worthy to serve in the office of president. We're a full generation apart, Governor Romney and I, and in some ways we're different. There are the songs in his iPod, which I've heard on the campaign bus, and I've heard it on many hotel elevators. He actually urged me to play some of these songs at campaign rallies. I said, look, I hope it's not a deal breaker, Mitt, but my playlist, it starts with AC/DC and it ends with Zeppelin. A generation apart, but that doesn't matter. It makes us different, but not in any of the things that matter. Mitt Romney and I both grew up in the heartland, and we know what places like Wisconsin and Michigan look like when times are good. We know what these communities look like when times are good, when people are working, when families are doing more than just getting by. And we know it can be that way again. We've had very different careers. Mine mainly in public service. His mostly in the private sector. He helped start businesses and turn around failing ones. And by the way, being successful in business, that's a good thing. Mitt has not only succeeded, but he succeeded where others could not. He turned around the Olympics at a time when a great institution was collapsing under the weight of bad management, overspending, and corruption. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? He was the Republican governor of a state where almost 9 in 10 legislators are Democrats. And yet, He balanced the budget without raising taxes. Unemployment went down. Household incomes went up. And Massachusetts under Governor Mitt Romney saw its credit rating upgraded.
All right, so there's Paul Ryan from Tampa Wednesday night on our countdown, reviewing a few of the speeches before we take some of your calls at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Condoleezza Rice with her views on America's role in the international stage.
Now, to be sure, the burdens of leadership have been heavy. I know, as you do, the sacrifice of Americans, especially the sacrifice of many of our bravest in the ultimate sacrifice. But our armed forces are the sure shield and foundation of liberty, and we are so fortunate that we have men and women in uniform who volunteer. They volunteer to defend us at the front lines of freedom, and we owe them our eternal gratitude. Been easy, though it has been rewarding, to speak for those who would otherwise not have a voice. The religious dissident in China, the democracy advocate in Venezuela, the political prisoner in Iran. It has been hard to muster the resources to support fledgling democracies and to intervene on behalf of the most desperate. The AIDS orphan in Uganda, the refugee fleeing Zimbabwe, the young woman who has been trafficked into the sex trade in Southeast Asia. It has been hard. Yet this assistance, together with the compassionate work of private charities, people of conscience and people of faith, has shown the soul of our country. And I know, too, that there is a weariness. I know that it feels as if we have carried these burdens long enough. But we can only know that there is no choice, because one of two things will happen if we don't lead. Either no one will lead and there will be chaos, or someone will fill the vacuum who does not share our values. My fellow Americans, we do not have a choice. We cannot be reluctant to lead, and you cannot lead from behind.
All right, so there's Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, telling the Republican National Convention that the American ideal is endangered, but that no foreign rival can hurt the U.S. more than the U.S. can hurt itself. She's popular to a point. She did a horrible job as Secretary of State. The office itself was in shambles when she left. But there's something fascinating about somebody on the university level, a black woman, a Republican, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't get excited about her like a lot of people do, but that's just my opinion. You know, we're all able to express our opinions here, and you certainly can excite the crowd yourself with a comment at 800-510-8255. She's not the one I'd put up there to set the stage, shall we say, for the future. Senator Rand Paul on the docket, talking about the need for both sides to deal with the financial crisis our country is facing.
Our nation faces a crisis. America wavers. Unfortunately, we are one of a select group of countries whose debt now equals their gross domestic product. The Republic of Washington and Jefferson is now in danger of becoming the democracy of debt and despair. Our great nation is coming apart at the seams, and the president just seems to point fingers and blame others. President Obama's administration will add nearly $6 trillion to our national debt in just one term. And I'm hoping it's just one term. This explosion of debt is unconscionable and unsustainable.
Mr. President, we will not let you bankrupt this great nation. Republicans and Democrats alike, though, must slay their sacred cows. Republicans must acknowledge that not every dollar spent on the military is necessary or well spent. Democrats must admit that domestic welfare and entitlements must be reformed.
800-510-8255. All right, so Rand Paul, his father's not speaking. We've all heard the story as to why, but he's there. And with that comment, it seems to me we have the most important information of the convention, at least so far. The economic situation. It's the economy, stupid. James Carville said that's always a good quiz question. So, if you'd like to line up with a lot of folks from around the country who want to speak about the convention so far, 800-510-8255. This program specializes in presenting things from both sides, because that's really what the world of talk radio is all about. News talk radio has those who are on the left and those who are on the right. News talk television as well, and certainly a lot of the things that appear in print, both sides. Do you think we've become too polarized? Is the anything that's been presented here or the convention itself polarizing? 800-510-8255, email to Doug@DougStephan.com, 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballowood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends close of business Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, discussing the Republican National Convention. I thought it was interesting during remarks before the convention, Senator John Thune said he'd look forward to playing basketball with Obama since it's apparent that the president consistently plays to the left. 800-510-8255. That's a little chuckle. Della in New Jersey, angry with Fox News for speaking over the performance of the national anthem.
I was watching the convention on Fox News during Megyn Kelly's programming. She was interviewing Britt Hume, and they acknowledged that the national anthem was being sung, and they continued to speak over it. There should be some kind of regulation that prohibits pundits and other media people from speaking over the national anthem. It was disrespectful and extremely offensive.
Well, whether it's a regulation or not, it just would seem common sense and decency not to do that. Although I tell you, I've been caught talking over either the beginning or the end or places in the middle of the national anthem making a point. But your point is made. Thank you, ma'am, for the call. 800-510-8255. During remarks before the convention, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who's also a candidate for president, took a couple of swipes at Joe Biden. I think it's becoming pedantic. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. Actually, he's a fairly popular figure. Obama's the one that's not popular. Take your swipes at him and say the other stuff. It just sounds kind of cheap. Here's Connie in Illinois. Hi.
I want to comment on Ann Romney. I thought she was completely phony. She alluded to the average American woman who struggles to make ends meet and sometimes have to work two jobs and are facing ominous situations. And there is no way that she can relate to that given her financial station in life. She can't relate to everyday women, and you could see it on the faces of the women and the audience that they were wondering. You could see that they were wondering, how is she on earth relating to what we could possibly ever go through?
I think people that take that approach, madam, if with you'll forgive me, sound foolish. There are plenty of stories about Ann Romney. Maybe the current situation is different than it was, but it's so obvious where you're getting information from. It'd be sweet if people come up with their own thoughts on this. Mitt Romney, speaking of that, faces a critical test. He addresses the Republican National Convention tonight, trying to convince you that he can forge a path to economic rebirth and provide better leadership. Are you buying that? 800-510-8255. Wayne in Virginia, happy the convention shows the diversity of the Republicans.
I, first off, am happy that the Republican convention had a great deal of different colors up there on stage. I am a African-American conservative. I'm happy to be one. I'm proud that the African-Americans, that the Latinos, that they were on stage and they were showing that the Republican Party is opening up to show and bring in people of different color, and they did a beautiful job. Ann Romney did a great job humanizing her husband. Chris Christie did a great job. Arthur Davis did a great job. Mia Love. And Ted Cruz, I mean, I didn't know that much about him from Texas, but he did a tremendous job.
All right. There's an HBO show called The Newsroom. Stars Jeff Daniels and Sam Waterston and some other folks. Very interesting. Jeff Daniels, I saw the thing last night, presented the old sort of rhino Republican story, which I thought was brilliant. The show itself is brilliant. I haven't seen it. You might want to check it out. 51 past the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with the continuing review. Your calls, what do you think? What have you seen? Have you been following all of this like Willis in North Carolina has?
2008, when Barack Obama had his inauguration, and the Republican Party has already said that they weren't going to do anything to help this president. And it's too early to let the Republicans back in office. We still having the same thing over and over, over and over again. When the Republican governors ran in 2010, they ran on the economy. But when they got in office, they started this contraceptive stuff, abortion thing. And so Mitt Romney, he's been running for president for the last 20 years. Well, he's been in political office for the last 20 years. And this man ain't made president yet, and he probably won't make it. You can see that he's for the 1%.
All right, well, that's another talking point caller. 800-510-8255. Hopefully we can come up with some new things. Some people are taking exception to Mr. Ryan's thoughts. His presentation, it was kind of like a bullhorn. You know, you run out into a crowd, grab a bullhorn, and speak, and that may be his style, whatever. In terms of the economic realities, he seems to have the right idea and is being the information being put out about him and what he wants to do with Medicare isn't accurate at all. They're talking about facts. 800-510-8255. We better do something, that's for sure. Mark in Maine thinks that both Ann Romney and Chris Christie were pretty good.
I just found Christie's speech and Ann Romney's speech incredibly inspiring. I love what they had to say, and I found it convincing and engaging. Somehow, Romney and his supporters have been able to escape the atmosphere of hack politics. I understand they spend a lot of money and, you know, are polished professionals or whatever they're supposed to be. But the presentation was very heartfelt, and it really communicated well. And I'm really a blood and thunder, Goldwater Reagan kind of guy. And I thought of Romney as maybe a weaker quantity. But after the way the party is conducting itself at the convention, there are some things they're doing that are a little offensive to me, but the message is coming across very well. And if you can't be inspired by what was said, you must be dead.
All right, more opinion now from Robert in Connecticut on the countdown.
I was very impressed with Ann Romney because she did speak of love, and she spoke of something that is very, very strange in the modern world. She's speaking of a man who's been her husband for 40 years. He's never cheated. He's never strayed. He's been on point, and he has worked his buns off to make sure that his little family is well cared for. But he's also raised companies, helped to form companies, and worked in collusion with other people. Yes, he's had employees, and they've all worked together, and they have brought prosperity to a huge group of individuals, people who are family and people who are non-family. Ann Romney did a fantastic job because she showed us the true love of a man and a woman and the true importance of family in the United States and every other nation on earth.
800-510-8255. Got time for, let's see, Charles in North Carolina with a thought on Ann Romney and, well, I guess both the Romney and Christie speech are part of his concern.
Most of the Republicans, they talked about themselves most in their accomplishments. Now, Ann Romney knocked it out of the park about her husband, which was fine. I liked that about her speaking up for her husband. Then Chris Christie, he gets on there and talk about mostly about himself. This is built up probably to run for in 2016 because most of them didn't hardly talk about Romney until the end. You know, it's like they, you know, should have been there talking about him or some things, what he's going to do to help the economy and all this. None of this was brought out. And then I look at how they handle themselves about, you know, talking about Obama. He's not this, he's not that. You know, he's failed or policies. You know, how can you accomplish any policies and you ain't got a Congress that, you know, willing to cooperate with him? I've never seen nothing like it in my life. I'm 56 years old. And this is a mess. And the only thing I like what Chris Christie said last night, they need to work together. And he did bring that up. He can see it. And everybody else sees it, you know. But they just don't want to work with Obama.
That's the party system. It's a problem. All right, that's a wrap for this hour of our talk radio.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.